Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
These are 11 high-quality stocks to buy and hold forever in 2024. They've beat the market and combined are worth over $269 billion. In this video, we're covering all of them, from biggest to smallest, to save the companies that may have the most room to compound and be future multi-baggers until the end. Starting with number 11, Constellation Software. Constellation is a very high-quality business that acquires vertical market software companies. Today, it has a $56 billion U.S. market cap, and it trades near its all-time highs. Since going public in 2006, Constellation is closing in on becoming a 200-bagger. Even with their history of growth, their capital allocation is second to none. Constellation's founder and CEO, Mark Leonard, is one of the best allocators out there. Even with a great history of compounding, today Constellation may be toward the higher end of some of these valuations. They look like they're only coming in below a GF value and a discounted cash flow analysis, and they're out ahead of the rest of these. A GF value for Constellation comes in at $3,600 Canadian dollars, which is right around today's stock price. This implies they're around fairly valued. Constellation's U.S. listed shares are owned by just two super investors, but this does include Sequoia Fund, which has 6.6% of their portfolio invested in the business. The buy and hold companies we're looking at today come from the portfolio of Chris Mayer. Mayer literally wrote the book called 100 Baggers, stocks that returned $100 for every $1 invested in it. His portfolio is made up of great stocks that have the common traits of 100 baggers. We'll look at the stocks he owns and point out some common traits along the way. You're going to want to watch till the end because our final small companies are pretty surprising. They're hidden gems that aren't household names and may have a lot of room to run in the future. Keep in mind, this isn't financial advice. It's not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. Use common sense and do what's right for you. Now let's keep looking at our list. Cracking the top 10, next we have Copart. Copart is a junkyard company that plays a key role as an intermediate between insurance companies and selling damaged vehicles. Today, Copart is worth $55.6 billion, and it trades at its all-time highs. Since April of 2024, Copart is up 53% alone. Since going public in 1994, $1 invested into Copart is worth $362 today. That's incredible. Based on all of these standard measures of valuations, Copart is out ahead of it, including its GF value, its median price to sales, and its discounted cash flows. That's why today, even as we consider analyst estimates for the future and how the company trades compared to its past, it looks like a GF value for Copart comes in at $48 per share. That's down $10 from their current stock price, implying a downside of around 21.5%. Copart is owned by five different super investors. David Rolfe of Wedgewood Partners has 5.6% of his portfolio invested in the company. At number 9, we have Old Dominion Freight Line. This is a $24 billion less-than-truckload transportation company. Old Dominion just had a recent stock split, and since April of 2023, their stock price is up 32%. Old Dominion today is a $48 billion company. $1 invested into Old Dominion when they were publicly listed in November of 1991 is worth $356 today. Like the last business on our list, Copart, it looks like Old Dominion is out ahead of all of these standard methods of valuing the business. Similarly, it looks like their price is out ahead of their GF value. Today, that value comes in at $189 per share, while their stock price of $220 implies around a 16.5% downside. Analysts are targeting a price of $206 on average, implying around a 6.5% downside for Old Dominion. Right now, Old Dominion is owned by just three super investors listed on Datarama. David Rolfe, again, is the biggest super investor with 2.8% of his portfolio invested in the business. In the number 8 spot, we have Evolution AB. This is a Swedish casino systems gaming company that today is worth $26 billion. Evolution has been one of the top growth stocks in the last decade, and it looks like it may have more room to run, with recent expansion into the United States. Compared to the last two companies we looked at, Evolution looks better based on these valuations. They come in well below a GF value and a DCF, and they're even slightly below a Peter Lynch value. A GF value comes in at $179 per share. That's $50 below the price of their U.S. listed stock, saying Evolution is undervalued by around 31.5%. Next on our list at number 7, we have Brown & Brown. This is a $25 billion company that trades just $2 below their all-time and 52-week high. Brown & Brown is an insurance agent and broker that primarily operates in Florida. It has the funny ticker symbol BRO, and over its history, it's been a long-term compounder. Much of this run-up would have come from the mid-90s onward, but it still beat the market in their last decade. Brown & Brown is also out ahead of the standard methods of valuation. That doesn't mean it's egregiously overvalued, however, with the GF value coming in at $80 per share. That's just $6 below BRO's stock price today, meaning it's slightly overvalued, but not too much. Fair value is a range, so it's right around this. Brown & Brown is found in just one super investor portfolio, and that's First Eagle Investment Management. Now, we're about to break the top five, where there are some really interesting hidden gems. But before we get there, it's time for our sixth spot. It's HEICO. HEICO is a $23 billion aerospace and defense supplier that focuses on creating niche replacement parts for commercial aircraft and components for defense products. The company is highly acquisitive, and it's focused on these aeronautic companies that have strong cash flows and great potential for growth. That's led to HEICO's growth over time. Today, the business trades $12 below their 52-week and all-time highs, another recurring trend we're seeing. HEICO's the best compounder on our list so far, where a dollar invested into the business when it was listed back in the 70s is worth $2,700 today. The business is out ahead of most of their cash flow metrics, and they're slightly above where they've traded historically. Even still, it looks like analysts are continuing to see a rosy picture for their future, and that's why their GF value comes in at $255 today. That's 26% above their stock price of $188. HEICO may look like it's undervalued. Francois Racone is the biggest super investor with a 4.7% position in HEICO. Only three super investors total own the business. Lifeco AB is next on our list in the number 5 spot. This is a $12 billion market cap that's based in Sweden. Lifeco's been a serial acquirer, and it's focused on three niche industries: dental, demolition and tools, and system solutions. Compared to the other companies we've looked at, Lifeco's got its start in the public markets more recently. Since going public, its stock price is up more than 10 times. Right now, the company is coming in below the value of a discounted cash flow analysis. That's about 50 Swedish kroner above their stock price. When we look at a GF value, today Lifeco seems to be about fairly valued. The company's stock price has swung around that GF value line in the past, but it looks like their future may continue to be bright. Dino Polska is one of the fastest growing supermarket and convenience store chains in Poland, and it comes in at number 4 on our list. Today, the company has a $9.6 billion market cap, and it's trading down from its all-time highs. Dino Polska is also a more recent entry to public markets. Since it's been listed, its stock price is up more than 9 times. This has been an extremely fast-growing food retail chain. Today, it's out ahead of its free cash flows and Peter Lynch-based valuations, but it comes in well below its GF value. Due to that high growth, the company doesn't have the most business predictability in the world, but its GF value is significantly above its current stock price. It looks like the company may be undervalued by as much as 33% based on their Polish traded shares. There aren't any other super investors on our list who own either Lifeco or Dino Polska based on their US traded shares. Now it's time for the number 3 spot. This is going to be another Constellation software-based business coming in on our list. It's also a more recent entry to public markets. At number 3, we have Topicus. Topicus was a spinoff from Constellation Software back in 2021, and since it's been listed as a public business, its shares have more than doubled. Topicus is also a holding company for vertical market software businesses. However, compared to Constellation, Topicus is predominantly focused in Europe. Today, Topicus is a $7.5 billion company. Because it's still in the midst of making a lot of these acquisitions, it looks pretty bad by most valuation metrics. So we need to factor in the company's growth and estimates for the future as well. Even as we take those into account, it looks like their share price might be out ahead of their GF value, which today comes in at $111 per share. That says Topicus may be overvalued by as much as 11.5%. If you want an even faster way to screen, check this out. Get investing research that actually works. Our process beats the market. It's backed by real portfolios and grounded in principles from value investors Warren Buffett and Peter Lynch. Our proprietary fair value tool quickly values companies to help you filter stocks. Join our exclusive investing community and submit requests tailored to your investing goals. The cost? Just $1.21 per day. That's less than a coffee. Yet this small investment in your financial future can lead to gains that translate to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars more in your pocket. If you need a new investing tool and aren't using this, you're already paying for it. Start a 7-day free trial now. Do you know what's on our list at number 2? It's our third and final Constellation software business. It's Lumine. Lumine is an even more recent spinoff from Constellation that's focused on media and communication software companies. This was spun off from Constellation at the beginning of 2023, and since then, it's performed even better than Topicus. Its share price is up more than double. Lumine is a $7 billion company that's trading near its all-time highs. Because Lumine's been public for just under a year, we really don't have enough data to chart valuations for the company. Much of the business's worth is going to depend on their current and future acquisitions. Again, Sequoia Fund is the only super investor outside of Chris Mayer who has a position in Lumine. It's likely they also own Topicus, but probably with their European listed shares. Now it's time for the big reveal, the number one spot on our list. This is the smallest company by far, meaning it may have the most room to compound of any of the companies we've looked at. This one's probably not a business you've heard of before. It's definitely not a household name in the United States. It's Technion. Technion is another Swedish company that acquires businesses in selected market niches. Mainly, it's focused on industrial groups that include components, machines, systems, and services, often with a high technology component. With its small size, Technion's currently more focused on other Nordic countries than the other Swedish acquirer Lifco was on our list. Technion today is a $352 million market cap company that trades near its all-time highs, but it's down lower than it was at the beginning of 2024. Technion's been a public business since 2019, and from its low, it's up more than 10 times. From its high, it's around 4.5 times. Technion's Swedish shares trade at around 220 Swedish kroner today. That comes out ahead of their free cash flows and their Peter Lynch value. Like the other companies on our list, because they acquire businesses, their accounting is going to look pretty light on the asset side for the most part. What you're really betting on is that their current holding companies can produce a lot of free cash flows, which can lead to future acquisitions, and that those are smart capital allocation choices. Its GF value may be slightly to the higher side, but because it's a range, Technion is around fairly valued. Mayer's buy and hold stocks have 5 basic points. The first is that good companies consistently make money. They have high returns on capital and have a deep moat. The second is that they have capable, honest, and committed management. Third is to look for companies with growth potential. You often want to favor smaller companies where it's easier to move the needle. Fourth, don't pay stupid prices. And 5, stay for the long haul. Sooner or later, the market will recognize the value of a sound and consistent business. These 5 keys echo Phil Fisher, Peter Lynch, and Charlie Munger. Buy wonderful companies at fair prices. What was the biggest surprise by looking at these buy and hold stocks? Let me know in the comments below. If you want to learn about more opportunities in the market, watch the next video and sign up for our investing tools. You can make requests, track stocks, and get exclusive bonus coverage.